Beaver Pride Female Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU tennis team, Kelly Christensen, a native of Bemidji. Congratulations, Kelly.
Oh, thank you.
You guys picked up a win last week over the University of Mary, 8-1. You had wins in both singles and in doubles. What was going right for you?
Pretty much everything. Doubles, that was me and Kara's first win this season, so that was nice. We got put a lot of shots away, so that was nice.
How do you feel you have improved? In what areas have you improved since the start of the year, and what do you still need work on?
Definitely my first serve. More consistent, way more consistent than the beginning of the year. It's consistency in really everything is the most.
All right. How about what do you need to work on?
Well, I need to work on my overheads because they go in the net a lot. So probably that.
If a shot is not working for you, how hard is it? I mean, I've never played tennis competitively. How hard is it to just abandon that shot altogether and try something else?
Oh, it's hard because you want to keep trying the same shot because you think it's going to come. I mean, eventually it does, but sometimes it takes a while, so I'd rather not switch to a different shot, but sometimes you have to, so.
How important was it for the team's standpoint to just get a win?
Oh, it was good. We needed one. We were going for a while without one, so it was really nice to boost everyone's confidence in getting everyone a win.
All right, you guys will head to Grand Forks tomorrow. You'll take on the University of Minnesota Crookston. What do you know about them?
We beat them last year, so I think we should be able to do it again.
Crookston is, it seems, this school's one of, anyway, their biggest rivals, them and Moorhead, just because of proximity. Does that carry over to tennis too or not?
Not really. I don't know. We've never lost to them, so I don't know. It's nice to beat them every time.
Well, you know, that's got to stop sooner or later. Just the law of averages isn't in your favor. So in your mind, what's the key to another BSU win on tomorrow?
We just got to keep our shots in. I think if we can keep them in, they'll make enough mistakes to where we can get enough points to win.
Is the lineup pretty much set, or is there still a good battle going on for jockeying for position?
Well, we've had the same lineup all year, except for our last match against Duluth. Miranda was out because she was sick, so we switched it up then, but it's been pretty much the same all year.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, I think it's a good thing, especially with doubles teams. Then you get used to having your partner. Like last year, we switched all the time, so as always, you're playing with someone different, so that was hard to get used to, but I think it's good to have a set lineup.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU tennis team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.